The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. Kenny Chesney on Real Country at 8:45 on Friday morning, and every Friday morning at 8:45, it's our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series, and it's exciting to be able to talk to Martha Whitaker, and Noah George is also exciting to talk to about the real estate world.
Absolutely. The real estate market's just, it's still moving. And again, I remind people every day, homes are selling, homes are going on the market, homes are going under contract. And we've had the privilege and honor of helping over 1,200 families throughout the years. We had the experience of serving the community. You know, again, whatever situation it is, if it's a positive situation or if it's a challenging situation, and we've actually, you know, we've gone through changing markets before, and so we understand the nuances of the market. But I want to remind everyone, the market's still moving. Homes are still selling. Homes are going on the market. I mean, the sky is not falling. And again, if and when it's right for you, I mean, that's when the right decision is not about the market.
And there's plenty of, I say plenty. There's a lot of inventory, right?
Well, the inventory, again, it's softening in the sense that, you know, the buyers have more options now.
Okay.
Something that we didn't see, you know, over the last 2 years is, you know, almost non-existent was the word price reduction. So now we're seeing a little bit of price reductions happen.
Gotcha.
But we're also still seeing multiple offers on homes. By the way, you can still overprice your home. You know, so that's why you see price reductions. But if the home's priced right, you know,
in the beginning,
it's moving. So we're thankful. We have an incredible team. You know, the interest rates went down, which was exciting. The mortgage interest rates went down. But again, life happens, so real estate happens, and so we have the experience, we have the knowledge to help our clients navigate through whatever real estate transaction they're thinking of doing.
Well, it's not just a simple put a sign out and pray it sells and all of that anymore. There's a lot to it, and it takes a team. It really does. And you guys have got the experience.
We do. We have an incredible team in place. We have the experience, and we're growing. Actually, we're hiring more agents.
Really?
So, I mean, like, again, there's an opportunity to help and serve the community. It's a privilege to be here every Friday morning, you know, sponsoring the Hometown Hero Series. But of course, if you're curious what your home is worth or want to have a conversation, give us a call today at 828-393-0134.
I almost want to come go to work with you guys just to get to work with Philip Trees.
That's right.
You get to work with Philip Trees.
We do. We have Philip and the entire group there is incredible. But yes, come on. We'll put you to work.
Okay, Noah, join me in welcoming Martha Whitaker. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Richard, and everyone. And it's a pleasure to be here today, and a very pleasant surprise to be nominated as the Hometown Hero.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. We really appreciate you coming out on a cold morning. I've been talking about you all week and about all of your accomplishments, and really, I guess top of the list is the American Legion. You've been involved there for how many? Tell us about that.
Well, my parents were very involved. My father was a World War II veteran and was very active in post-77, the American Legion here in Hendersonville. My mother was also, and she was involved in the state organization and held some district offices. And in 1957, she joined me up and my sister as junior members when we were still in high school. And then I dropped out my membership a couple of years, raising a family, and went back in. And my continuous membership goes back to 1968.
Wow.
And so I really have been involved. I served many offices here in the local unit, the auxiliary, and was state president for the American Legion in 1990-91, traveled across the state and nation, and went to many national conventions and so forth. In fact, we're really involved here in our local unit and post. I would suggest I'm very proud of being a member of Unit 77 and associated with our post. It is we do a lot of volunteer work at the Asheville VA Medical Center, and I have a little less than 2,000 hours volunteer service there. And one of the projects I like to do is one of my favorite projects is the robotic pets that we have been providing for the patients at the VA, especially those with PTSD. Those are the little robotic pets, the cats and the dogs. And we have just 2 to 3 weeks ago, we presented a check for $5,500 to Asheville. This was a state president's project that she made the this was her project and collected for. We have 4 VA medical centers in North Carolina, and her state project raised over $35,000, and it was divided among the 4 VA hospitals. And Asheville was presented a check, and I was privileged to be there for the presentation, and that would provide about 55 robotic pets for the veterans. And these are very special for the veterans. They are able to keep them in their room. They're theirs once they're presented. It helps the PTSD patients. That calms them down, and to have a pet, it is very nice. You don't have to, and once they, if they are discharged, they take the pet home with them, and that is theirs, and that is a very pet project of mine to raise money for that project. And the VA really appreciates it, and that they have given us experiences that veterans who have been upset maybe and they take their pet to them, it calms them down and they're able to take their pet with them to lunch or wherever they go in the hospital. And it comes with a little cage, and that is one of my favorite projects we have.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm amazed, Noah. I want one of
these. It's right. And they are very, this is a project that's going over the nation also for the hospitals and the patients and the veterans. We really do take care of our veterans, and that is that's what we're here for. We do have patriotism. We promote patriotism, and it is a very excellent organization. I spend a lot of time with it, and we do have other women in our unit here in Hendersonville that are very dedicated also.
And your parents were involved, you said, originally,
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's how you became exposed to it.
Yes, my father was a World War II veteran, and he, back in the 1960s, he joined the post here in Hendersonville. We have a very, I'm very proud of our post and our auxiliary here in Hendersonville.
How can listeners get involved?
Okay, if listeners would like to become members, you have to have proof of the service that your veteran, that you have to join under a veteran. We have to have certification that the veteran served any time during any service. We do have to have a proof of the service by providing a DD-214. We are right now at 180 members in our ladies in the auxiliary. And then the post is one of the large posts in Hendersonville. We're the third largest auxiliary unit in North Carolina.
Incredible.
Uh-huh.
And again, serving our veterans.
Veterans, exactly, and serving our community. And in fact, we're planning a children's Christmas party December the 18th here at our post. This will be our second year sponsoring this. And have had some very good community donations for this, and to have a Santa Claus for the children and provide them with gifts.
That's coming up on the
18th of December.
Okay, great. Uh-huh.
At the post.
Okay, uh-huh. Great.
Mm-hmm. On 4th Avenue West.
Well, Martha, you are still heavily, I can tell, still very much involved But you are still also working at Advent Health. Is that right?
I do at times. I have not. I'm what they call PRN. I retired after 30 years with Bell South, and then stayed home for a year after my retirement, and then decided that I would like to do something rather than sitting at home, and was introduced to the human resources at Advent Health. It was Park Ridge Hospital at that time. Mm-hmm. And have been there 20 plus years, but wow. I only work as they are needed. I'm not full time or part time. I'm just one of those when they need a employee, when they need someone bad, they send for me. But I'm on the switchboard there. I love switchboard. Not everybody likes to do switchboard, but I do.
Well, again, with your history with Southern Bell, or
yes,
Yeah, what did you do at Bell South?
I started out as a long-distance operator and was an operator when we had the plane crash in 67.
Oh, here, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh, and that was very dramatic, and worked the switchboard there when all the families were calling in.
Wow.
And then went up to service representative, and then at my last 5 years, by that time our office was moved to Asheville. And then I was a maintenance administrator with communications with the repairmen, dispatching them to troubled areas. Yes,
incredible! What a career! And it's in addition to your work. I mean, the involvement with the American Legion, it's inspiring. And again, that's why you're here today. I mean, as our hometown hero.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us about family, if you can.
Oh, I'll be glad to. I was married to Ben Whitaker for 60 years. We're from Mills River, and we have three children, and my daughter, who is with me here today, is a veteran from the Air Force, and also my son, oldest son, is also they did not get to serve many months or years, but they are considered veterans of the Air Force. My brother, Carol Lamb Jr., was in the Air Force and retired retired from the Air Force, and then he and some of his friends have two T-28s and happened to be performing at the air show in Dallas last Sunday or Saturday, and had done their presentation and had already landed. And as they were getting out of their plane and meeting some group, people were greeting them, the bad crash happened.
Wow.
And so he was right there.
Wow.
And my father, of course, was in the Army.
Incredible. So you're originally from, Henderson County.
Oh, I am. My revolutionary ancestor, Samuel King, is buried up on Finley Cove. Yes.
Uh-huh. That's amazing. And went to the primary school here.
I went to Rose Edwards School for 8 years. Graduated from Hendersonville High School in 1959, and then started my family. My husband passed away 2 years ago tomorrow, and my children, we all live in the family lives all on family property down that has been, inherited from generations, and my children are all here, yes. In fact, they're all right here beside me, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Well, Martha, we just want to thank you tremendously for all that you've done for this community through your involvement with all of these different organizations, the American Legion primarily, and all of the other things that you've done in our community. We thank you so much. We honor you. We give you a certificate that NOAA has there for you, and we just wanted to shine a little light on some of the great things you've done in our community. We thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the recognition and what I do for the community, and other things that I am able to do is a pleasure to me. Sometimes I'm wondering how I'm going to get some sleep, but we do it, and we are proud of it, and I am proud of my family and my father who gave me the privilege to belong to the American Legion Auxiliary in his service, and all servicemen and women and all of our veterans. God bless you.
Thank you, Martha. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Noah.
Hello, my name's Lucy Moe George, and my dad and grandfather start the George Real Estate Group. And if you need help selling your house, call 828-393-0134. For no pressure, no cost, no obligation, consultation, find out what your home is worth today. Visit us online at realestatebygreg.com and come by our office in Flat Rock. My dad has sold almost 1,200 homes. Give us a call today at 828-393-0134. My dad and my grandfather are the best, and I know you will be happy. Call the George Real Estate Group today.
Check out their very intuitive website anytime you're in cyberspace, www.realestatebygreg.com.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.